And opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Let me turn you guys up here. Let me know when it's enough. Oh, too much? Okay, how about you? You okay? Okay. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Monday, April the 13th, 7:05 in the morning here. I'm just talking to my guest because we have the headphones get adjusted different ways on Sunday, so we have to kind of bring them back up on Monday so they can hear. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and I've added courage onto that list of things that they have. They're the ones on the front line of fighting the COVID-19. Patients all end up at Shasta Regional Medical Center. There's a reason for that. They're good. They're good at what they do. I'm here, of course, with Ashley. And Ashley, what's the weather look like?
Good morning. We are looking at a high of 75 degrees today, and it's bumping up a little bit throughout the week. Up to 82, and pretty much staying there, but we will be getting a few clouds later this week. But we are looking at pretty much clear, sunny, perfect spring weather for us for the week after Easter.
Okay. And I hope you had a happy Easter there.
Yes.
Okay. The weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business here in Anderson, down in Anderson. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. And also, they've gotten into a new line of generators. Generators that will run your whole house if you lose power this summer, in case PG&E cuts it off or for other reasons. Or smaller generators that will handle the key parts of your home, your heating or cooling systems, or your refrigerator, freezers, TVs, those kind of things. All of this at Shasta Gas Propane, and they do give discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. I want to catch up a little bit on some numbers here. We have 25 confirmed cases in Shasta County, and that hasn't gone up in, 3 days, at least 3 days. No new ones, like I said, in several days. 6 have recovered. Of course, 3 have passed. Those 3 all had underlying conditions. In California, over 22,000 people infected. 651 have passed. In the United States, 550,000 have the disease, 33,000 have recovered, and 22,000 have died. Locally, Shasta Youth Alliance is delivering food to the needy. They've delivered to hundreds of families over at Capri Hotel, families living in town, Living Hope Compassion Ministry, so many others, and I think you get the idea. And the last thing is Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of England, recovered, left the ICU, and is back at his country home. I picture one of the country homes in England as being like 136 bedrooms and all that, but I don't think Boris Johnson has one of those. Anyway, so I'm glad he's recovered. It's just cutting through a swath of America, including Good Morning America anchor George Stephanopoulos, and he tested positive for the Chinese coronavirus. I'm not sure where I got this news here, which one is calling it the Chinese coronavirus. Well, it is. Happened in China. I'm not sure why we're so excited about not calling it Chinese or China. I mean, I'm not blaming it on anybody, Asian Americans. But anyway, this is how crazy it's become around here. Well, we are so happy here to have with us Don Ajamian. Did I get that close?
That's right, yeah, Ajamian.
Ajamian. And Chad Scott. Don, of course, has his own construction and development company, and Chad heads up the Builders Exchange.
That's correct.
I keep wanting to call it Builders Emporium or Builders something else, but it's the Builders Exchange. So good morning to you, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's this affected your industry here? I mean, we know that construction is going on, but the school specifically, the Builders Exchange.
Oh, our trade school?
Trade school.
Right now it's on pause.
Yeah.
We suspended all classes weeks ago. There was really no way that we could accommodate up to 100 students
and keep them 6 feet apart.
Keep them 6 feet apart. Keep
sharing,
our staff there.
Sharing
Plus,
stuff.
You know, we share a facility with other businesses, including the SBDC, Donors Network, and Frozen Gourmet. So there's no way to keep those food delivery drivers, those medical professionals, or even a small business administration separate from our trade school, which was just going to be a lot of people. And I didn't want to be in a position to manage 100, 120 people at a time.
It'd be great. You couldn't do that.
No.
Not in a small area like that, even though it's not that small.
It's small enough.
Yeah, it's small enough. So all the classes then have been put on hold.
For our trade school, so our four-year journeyman level programs. Our seminars, several, we've moved online. Those are available. If you want to catch up on your harassment prevention courses, that's available in our class. And probably this week I'll begin, following guidance from the American Red Cross, offering CPR classes again. We can accommodate those, keep the social distance. I've always had to disinfect our mannequins and training aids, so that shouldn't really effectively change anything.
Mm-hmm. The Bitters Exchange, if people aren't familiar with it, is what?
We're a support organization for the local building industry. We represent them to the community as well as to local government or even a statewide government. When Governor Newsom made his announcement, we were on the line right away with our colleagues there at Sacramento Regional Builders Exchange and AGC to get some clarification right away. And by 11:30 that night, we had residential construction posted on the website as an exempted industry.
Okay. Well, how long has the Builders Exchange been around?
Since 1955.
Wow. So it's do you know any of the history of how it got started or anything? You know,
no,
just a bunch of guys getting together and just saying, hey, we need to train some guys up here. And we need to share our information.
Well, the training came much later.
Yeah.
Exchanges traditionally were a resource for plan holders to submit their projects in one location. So rather than a general contractor driving around to every school district, every government, Caltrans, whomever, they could just come to one location, pull those plans, do the takeoffs, connect with subcontractors, and move forward. We've gone mostly online, but we still assemble all that information and provide that to our contractors.
That must be a big help, Don. That must be huge that you've got like a clearinghouse there.
Absolutely, it was a huge help just these last few weeks with everything going on. I tell you, I moved up here about 30 years ago, and one of the first things I did was join the Shasta Builders Exchange, been a member ever since. And originally it was so that, like Chad said, so I could find out about projects coming up, give me something to bid and something to work on. And the exchange has served many roles over those 30 years. And I'll tell you, just here recently, you know, I watched that live news conference when Governor Newsom told us all we're basically shutting the state down and everybody's got to stay home. And just like probably every other business owner in the state, you know, I'd start looking up what does that mean. And a huge source of my information came from the Builders Exchange, and they led me to the proper articles to read and the way to think about this thing, and really gave me a ton of direction going forward. So just a quick shout out, if I could, if you're a contractor out there and you're not a member, you really ought to look into it. It's the one trade organization that's specifically for us in the construction industry. 100% of the time they're thinking about us and our future, and we really need to support that.
Okay. I'm here with Don Ajamian.
It's Don Ajamian Construction.
No, it's construction. Okay, yep. That's what I thought it
real
was.
Simple.
It's real simple. for you. Okay, and then Chad Scott of the Builders Exchange. We're going to take a quick break here and come back and talk about what this what the COVID-19 has done to our industry around here and what they're looking at as we start coming back from this, because we will start coming back.
Yep.
This portion of the show brought to you by an essential business, Alliance Heating and Air. There isn't a heating or cooling system they can't work on, make or model. Been in the business over a quarter of a century. Been voted best in the North State. They can offer, they offer warranties and guarantees. Their people show up on time. They know what they're doing. They fix it, or they, if you're on the 6-month program, they come in and change your filters, check the air ducts, make sure your thermostat's working right, and then boom, they're gone. All of this at Alliance Heating and Air. You can give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. 7:15 in the morning, 56 degrees out there, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. Look around. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
So far, I just can't see.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're celebrating over 10 years on the air here. 605-4567 is our phone number if you have questions for our guest. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank's right in the forefront of this paycheck protection program. working long hours to make sure they're trying to get all of the all those forms filled out and forwarded. I have heard that at least one of their customers has already gotten their money already. I'm sure the rest of it will start flowing in any day now. In fact, I heard of somebody else that a doctor's organization or a doctor who does elective stuff. Got his money for his people for 2.5 months. But if you need some help, if you want to move your dreams forward, don't let them just stop now during all of this. Go down to 1845 California Street, right down from Jack's, or over there at Rayleigh Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Give them a call. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. If you need help with the Small Business Administration, any of those papers, they're the ones that are helping people out. Cornerstone Community Bank. I'm here with Don Ajamian of Don Ajamian Construction.
Yep.
And Chad Scott of the Builders Exchange, and we're talking construction in town. Last week we had Danny Knott on, or Daniel Knott, executive. Every time I see Danny, I have a tough time with Daniel, because I know Dan. But he was bringing up, he was talking about the Vickers building and what the other plans they have here, the new new parking structures. Their company has spent around $19 million on parking and trying to alleviate some of these problems around here. Don, you've got just a super company and with a great reputation.
Thank you.
And you said you came up here 30 years ago.
Yep.
What were you doing right then?
Well, back then I had just gotten my contractor's license and I had joined some other guys that were up here, and the idea was to build many, many homes. They owned a bunch of property, but soon, and that was 1990, and in the year or two after that, boy, we had an economic downturn at that time. Mm-hmm. And so it was a bit of a struggle. I was the new kid in town from L.A., and, you know, the good old boys didn't want anything to do with me. But after a few years of scratching and clawing and again, getting jobs through the Builders Exchange, I started working more and more, and the company grew to a point where around, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s, we had over 100 employees working all over Northern California and Southern Oregon. And that company I sold in 2004 and started doing general contracting and developing. And here lately, although, you know, much of my latter half of my career has been in the commercial end, we've actually been doing quite a bit more residential, primarily driven by the Carr Fire and the Delta Fire. And that's still today, probably 90% of our volume is Carr Fire related, Carr Fire rebuilds going on right now. So when the governor said what he said and said everybody had to stay home, and the next day or so we realized that we are considered essential, I looked at that as a benefit. I said, great, we get to keep working, we get to keep our income coming in. And it was within the next day or two that I realized that essential really means there's an element of being required. There's an element of responsibility there. You know, I don't think the doctors and the nurses assume that they have an option. I think they're required to be there as essential employees. And although I don't want to overstate our importance or anything, the fact is we're rebuilding Carr Fire homes for people who lost their homes close to 2 years ago now. And I'm happy to say that from the day that the stay-at-home order started until today, I believe we finished four or five homes that now people are living in.
Oh, that's great.
One of which, I want to pull Chad back into this, one of which was through the community recovery team of our long-term recovery after the Carr Fire that was established from FEMA, that we rebuilt a home with a bunch of volunteers and donors right here from our town in partnership with the Builders Exchange, of a young family that was severely underinsured, and they would have had no way to rebuild without significant help. So we had just great community support from subcontractors, suppliers, donors who wrote checks. And again, I'm happy to say that just about a week and a half ago, we got our final inspection, certificate of occupancy, and they are moved in and living in that home right now.
Well, you know, this insurance thing has really hit a lot of people. Underinsured, or that their insurance was canceled right after the fires, because not because they were on fire, maybe not even in their neighborhood, but they were in that circle.
Yep.
So I know that we have friends in insurance. In fact, we'll probably do. I'm going to do a live read later on, but she's helped a lot of people get that insurance back. I find it amazing how, you know, you'll be paying 20 years to a company, and then they'll cancel you like that. But we talk about essential businesses. You know what? You said the word that's very important: responsible. That you're out here, so you have a certain responsibility. You have a responsibility to keep your people safe, but also to finish building these houses for these people who haven't had a home in 2 years, so they can come back into it. You have a responsibility to the community, as you did with the helping people. Your people keep working, so you can keep them. But so they can have food on the table. So many, as we were talking about during the break, so many businesses now are probably on the edge, especially if it's a new business, probably on the edge right there when this thing hit. And the question is, are they going to be able to come back?
Yeah, it's definitely tough out there. It's not, for us, it's not business as usual. As you can imagine, in the construction industry, there aren't many one-man jobs. Much of what's happening when we're rebuilding homes or businesses is, there's at least two or three people working together, and one person grabs a tool, and then the next person grabs a tool. And nowadays, that's just not the right thing to do. So we are taking many, many extra steps. It slows down production, but that doesn't matter. Really, the point is that we want to get things done as we can safely, not only out in the field, but in our offices as well.
Material, has that become a big problem over the last year?
It has not yet. We've seen some price increases just generally because of the demand over the last year or so. But I think, and I'm hoping we're really getting over that curve. I hope we flatten the curve and we're getting over the COVID curve by now. But this thing drags on much longer. Our second and third tier suppliers and manufacturers, as COVID affects their businesses and their operations, we will start seeing price increases and actually inability to get some material.
What are your second and third tier when you say that?
Well, I have one example. It goes back to CRT. In addition to the five homes we have under construction now, we also have a manufactured homes program as well. So we're about home 10 right now, but the factories are intermittently operational or shut for safety concerns or shelter-in-place orders.
Right.
That delays things because now the subs who are lined up don't have a project necessarily. That's where it starts slowing down and increasing the costs.
Well, I saw that the government bought. It was a good day for if you had trailers around here, because I heard that they bought every trailer that was standing out there.
The
travel trailers they were taking them to be used for homeless people down in L.A.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you saw that. It was about 3 weeks ago. About 3 weeks ago that a couple of our trailer sales areas here had good days, you might say.
Yeah, Don mentioned a thing, and I'd just like to reiterate that there are some industry best practices that everyone should be following on their job site. I've posted a recommended daily tailgate safety topic where you make sure you go with your crew so everyone understands what is required for them to maintain this exemption so we can all work, as well as the guidelines that the city of LA posted, what they're expecting. And that's quickly becoming the statewide standard in terms of our best practices on site. Don's already doing probably all of it, if not slightly more, and that's available. Just go to my website.
Well, make sure your employees feel better, too.
Well, that's for sure. There were several employees that literally would have chosen to stay home otherwise, and many of them did. And you know, we walk a fine line of trying to impose the responsibility and as opposed to forcing them to be there. God forbid somebody gets sick, you know, so we definitely don't want that, but when Chad posted the requirements down in L.A., I said, you know, let's just go ahead and adopt these. If it doesn't make its way up here, they're good practices anyway. And let's make sure everybody feels and actually remains safe.
Okay. I'm here with Donna Jamian of Donna Jamian Construction and Chad Scott of the Builders Exchange. We're talking about what's going on in our building community here, an essential industry but yet they're still facing the problems of people being a little bit wary going out there. Their second and third tier suppliers sometimes are shut down for a variety of reasons. So, you know, the impact that's going to have. When I come back, I want to talk about if this thing goes out another 30 days, what do you think? What do you all think from it? I just saw two heads just drop. Well, Chad's really dropped, and Don's eyes just got big. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, it may take this time that you're, you know, at home. And if you've got a crack in your windshield or a chip in your windshield and you want to get it fixed, you may give Jeff a call at 241-8373 for an appointment. There's nobody better than Jeff Wurst at fixing windshields. He's been doing this for well over a quarter of a century. He's a man of integrity, a man of his word. If you can't fix it, he'll just tell you, I can't fix it. He's not going to waste your time or money. He's not going to take advantage of you. It's a veteran-owned business. He's located at 3208 South Market Street. He fixed a 8-inch crack in my windshield 13 years ago, and you still can't see it. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with our guest, 56 degrees, going up to 75 today here at 7:31 on the 13th of April.
You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm going to change that tune. When I'm back on top in June, I said that life. And as funny as it may seem.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty here on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9 to 12 Monday through Friday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The City of Reading has provided utilities to our current casino by agreement for the past 25 years. During this time, we have been one of the city's top commercial customers. In addition to paying for our actual utility usage, our agreement requires us to contribute to the city's general fund to offset impacts from our current casino. This has resulted in us contributing about $3.5 million to the city's general fund to help pay for vital public services that benefit us all. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
C So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number if you have a question for our guest today. We're talking construction industry, what it's going to look like in the next... We still got 2 weeks to go, and what it's going to look like if it extends beyond that. But this portion of the show is brought to you by a business that's not open right now, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. The only thing I can say is after being locked in with your loved one for the last 30 days, you may want to just trot on down to Four Winds Jewelry and just see what you can buy to somehow, alleviate the stress that you've caused over the last 30 days. Talk to Rebecca. She's always got great ideas. She saved me several times, along with several of my friends. 2225 Hilltop Drive. I'm here with Chad Scott of the Builders Exchange and Don Ajamian of Don Ajamian Construction. Of course, Chad has got he's kind of like the center of a lot of the construction trades here. He's the clearinghouse for so many plans and so many things coming in, classes for journeymen and all this, which they've had to shut down. And then Don is an essential business that has continued to work, has finished up homes, four homes?
Four so far, yeah.
The fourth home for people from the Carr Fire. These aren't people that are just, you know, waiting on spec homes or waiting for their home. These are people that were burnt out almost 2 years ago and finally getting back in their homes. I hate to say this, but I got to ask you, Don. You've been in this business a long time. Gavin Newsom has talked about extending this thing to May 15th. And depending on what the numbers look like, it could go longer. But we're talking about another month from now. What are we looking at then?
Well, from
more of the same, or is it going to be worse?
I think from my perspective, it will get worse. Quite frankly, again, I mean, we've had to change our business practices. We've had to change the way we do things, but we are still working. However, if this really does drag on and people are still sitting at home and not working and, you know, and their personal businesses are taking huge financial hits like are happening right now, if that continues to go on, you know, discretionary spending in the construction industry is driven by consumer confidence. And if that confidence does not come back, then things like, you know, room additions or even somebody wants to build a new house just because they want to build a new house, things like that will be put on hold because they will want to just hunker down and rebuild their coffers that are just taking such a hit.
Well, I do know a couple that he's got a very substantial business, was getting ready to build a new house. They're living in a nice place now, but they were getting ready to build a new house. And they put that house on hold till they see how this, you know, shakes out like that. So I can give you, you know, personal, what you're saying, I see happening with friends of ours like that.
I've gotten a few of those phone calls already.
I bet you have. Yep. I bet you have. You know, what are you hearing, Chad,
discretionary builds are going to slow down. There's no way around that. People don't even have the income necessarily or the uncertainties around their lives. I should have brought the numbers that I thought about this. Public spending doesn't change a whole lot. Mm-hmm. So at least in the public sector, those jobs, building a highway, fixing potholes.
That still goes on.
That stuff still goes on. Updates.
Working for the city, working for the county, working for the state. I ran into a construction guy, gentleman the other day, owned his own place. And I said, how are you doing? He goes, luckily. And he said, use that word, or fortunately. Most of my work comes from the city. For right now. But we're going to see such a loss of tax revenue and TOT and things like that. We haven't seen that yet.
At least through this fiscal year. These budgets are already set. They're funded. I would encourage every contractor on a public works job to file their notices properly and stay up and make sure that they're going to get paid, as well as working with the project owners and just in general on what kind of timeline, what kind of additional cost may be incurred, and to keep this information or this kind of conversation open. Nobody wants a project to fall apart, and nobody wants to take the blame for it. Open up the conversation and make sure that your project owner knows this will slow up the construction process. There will be additional costs, and then work out a solution to everyone's benefit.
Well, I can imagine if somebody had a thriving business and then shut down immediately. I mean, most people are not ready for that they had construction jobs going on. They did have things that were being done at additions to their homes or maybe a new home, that I imagine those stopped immediately as soon as this happened. Or did it?
Well, some of them did. Yeah, some of those did. What I'm noticing is, on the private side, when, in your household, you have an emergency fund. If you're lucky, you've set aside a little bit of money that'll sustain you. But when it comes to a business, when your income cuts in half or shuts off completely, carrying that overhead of employees and your business expenses and all, boy, it really eats
electricity.
Up
electricity.
Absolutely.
Oh,
it really eats it up fast. And so, your traditional fixes might be a line of credit, but, when recovery happens, how long does it take you just to get back to zero? And the fear is, if this drags on, that there will be businesses that just don't survive. I mean, I think it's going to be important to support our local businesses when this thing does come back on.
Okay, so Don, and so this thing passes, all right? And I want to build a new house, and I'm looking for a contractor. What should I be looking for?
Well, first and foremost, make sure they're licensed. That's as easy as can be. You just go on CSLB.org, Contractor State License Board. You check with the Contractor State License Board, make sure they're licensed. If you're hiring local here, I would definitely go through Chad and the Shasta Builders Exchange and talk to them and find out if the people that you are considering are reputable and have been around for a while and do a good job. And then do personal interviews. There is really nothing more. You can't create a contract thick enough to protect you against a bad person. So, do personal interviews. Make sure that you guys connect with each other. Make sure that vision is being shared back and forth and that there is an understanding, a meeting of the minds, I would say. And once you've figured out who you want to work with, you move forward. Thank you. Once you move forward with whoever you've selected, it's all about communication at that point.
It's okay for me. I remember my mother, when we built a house down in Arizona, she and the contractor must have just been simpatico, because she was out there every day. He wasn't out there every day, but Mom was out there every day. Yeah. And I'm sure they chit-chatted every day. And yet he didn't threaten to kill her or anything. So, but she did what you said. She had this personal relationship with the contractor that she could talk to him and ask questions about. And that's so important.
Yep. Absolutely.
That they're going to take the time. Yeah, it may be a lot of, innocent questions. I'll say innocent or naive questions at first because you're not learning. But a good contractor is going to put you at ease, I would assume.
Well, absolutely that. And I would take that even a step further. After the fires, we were as much builders as we were counselors, as we were, just a listening ear. Because, prior to the fire, the typical person that came into my office to build a home, they'd bring in a notebook that was 2 inches thick that had cutouts of cabinets and everything that they were dreaming to build for the last 10 years. And finally, we get to do it. After the fire, I had people come into my office, eyes wide, tears ready to roll, and they were living in their forever home already.
Yeah.
And now here we are how can we ask them to pick out, you know, bathroom faucets and light fixtures? They've lost everything. And so we found that communication, really listening and more, you know, heart to heart connection than mind to mind connection, is super important and has been more than ever this last year and a half.
You know, I'm glad to hear you say that, because when you get to know somebody like that, it helps you in your decisions on things that you're picking out, too. It, you know, it narrows down what they had. We have very close friends that lost their home, and it was their forever home. And they haven't rebuilt back there. Maybe they won't, because it was just the way they wanted it. There were so many things in there that will never be able to be replaced. So I think they're looking for, to start over completely new on it. And that is unfortunate, but that happens to people. I'm here with Don Ajamian, of Don Ajamian Construction, and Chad Scott of the Builders Exchange. We're talking construction, but we're talking more than that. We're talking about what we owe our employees out there. This is an essential industry. What we owe our employees out there to keep them safe during this time frame, but also in this last segment, what you should be looking at in a contractor, and it's more than just somebody that can put a stick house up. It's somebody that you've got to be able to have a really close relationship, working relationship with, that somebody that's going to listen to you. Now, there's going to be some, I'm sure there's some of them out there right now that are going, yeah, you don't need to do that. I build really good stuff. Well, you probably do build really good stuff. But especially if you're replacing that home, from the car fire or other things like this. So you almost need to have something like that. I'm glad to hear you say that. We're going to take a break. 7:46 in the morning. It's 56 degrees out there. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's 56 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Tomorrow's 80. Wednesday's 82. It looks like we've hit spring full on here. We'll be right back.
Resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Oh yeah, that's really responsible.
That's really
responsible songs right there. Anyway, thanks a lot, Ashley. Anyway, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, this has changed the landscape for people that needed help at their homes, and now those people aren't getting the help at their homes because their caregivers are staying or sheltering in place, but not with Home Helpers. Home Helpers is still moving forward, helping people, whether it's an hour a day, 2 hours a day, or 24 hours a day. And Sharon Clark's always looking for some really good people to come in and bring into her group of caregivers. All of them are licensed by the state, all of them background checks, all of them so well trained. She's been doing this for over 15 years and has been the bright spot when it comes to home care in the industry. Home Helpers. Learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or give Sharon a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. Let's keep them there and happy. I'm here with Don Ajamian Construction, and Chad Scott of the Builders Exchange. I keep wanting to call it the Builders Emporium, and I don't know why I would want to do that, but I've been really good today about this. In our last segment here, let's kind of look to the future and past this. Let's just say in another 30 days, it's we're all out, allowed out of the of our self-imposed shelters. The ones that are still, you know, I noticed that Linda was digging in from the flower garden, but it was 4 feet deep. The hole she was digging was like 6 feet long. I'm not sure what that meant. She said, "No, don't worry, honey.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you've been okay." But
better go to that jewelry store.
Yeah, I know. Rebecca.
Go talk to Rebecca.
I've got Rebecca's home phone number. Just put him outside. Just meet me outside. It'll be like a drug deal in South, you know, in the old South City Park. Just bring me some baubles out there. I'll pay whatever price. When this thing's over, do you think it's going to be a slow, steady grind up? Or is it going to be kind of like a catapult that's been back, and it's launching all of a sudden? What do you think? You've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah. I think some aspects are going to probably fit both of those categories, quite frankly. You know, we've all learned a lot about the importance of social distancing and how we, you know, wash our hands more often. I mean, how many of us just have these dry, cracked hands from washing them?
I have no fingerprints left.
Right. Yeah. So I'm sure a lot of the habits that we've picked up over these last, you know, this last several weeks are going to carry on, which is a good thing in a lot of ways. One thing we have going for us, certainly up here as well, we talked about, you know, I think we're enjoying our 1 week of spring, and then the heat's probably going to hit us. And, you know, in this case, that's a good thing. I think that really helps when it comes to the spread of this virus and the fact that the heat is a problem for the virus. So So in a lot of ways, if we are really allowed to get outside, it really does warm up. We are really continuing to practice those habits that we're picking up right now. I could see us moving forward at a fairly brisk pace. The trick is going to be that our local population really gets back to work and really, you know, that we're supporting our local businesses because they are our friends and neighbors, and that we get our local economy humming again.
I think that's the whole secret there.
Yeah.
What do you see, Chen?
Yeah, I couldn't disagree with anything Don just said. I would add, though, connect with, you know, SBDC, Cornerstone Bank, all of these professionals, apply for those loans and assistance program. Whatever you think of them, that provides you the money to catapult us forward again. It keeps your trained employees on the payroll. It gives you all the resources you need to recover quickly.
Well, you know, I think of all the money I've paid into the government over the years, as so many of us have. And we see the way they spend the money at times, which seems ridiculous to us. So if you need money to 2.5 months of payroll for your people to keep them working at full stride, I think that's a great idea. If there's a small business loan that you get, that they give you a year to even start paying it. I know that the Superior California Economic Development Corporation with Bob Nash just automatically moved your payments for 3 months. You don't make payments for 3 months, and you moved them to the end of your payment schedule. It wasn't forbearance. He just moved them to the end.
Nice.
So he said he had all these people in there giving away money. And I said, well, you know, and they did that on their own to business.
Those programs certainly help individuals, yeah. Small businesses.
And, you know, and the stock market, which goes up and down crazily, you can't even hardly, I'd hate to be a financial advisor right now. They're probably going crazy. It's like riding a tiger.
Yeah.
One day it goes up the highest it's ever gone up, and next day it drops 1,000. I mean, what do you do with things like that? Your industry, though, is kind of, you're a bedrock, Don. You guys are bedrock industry. I like to use that term because your construction and what you're putting things up, people can see it, people can live in it, people can work in it. And it's constantly, it's a constant need.
It's been great. I got into the business because my father was in the business, and now three of my sons are in the business as well. So third generation going up. And what I can say is I've always had work. When it's got slim, I can put my bags on and go swing a hammer. I know a trade, and anybody I talk to, I've raised kids. I've got nieces and nephews and plenty of friends with kids, certainly grown up in this town around sports and all that. And so many of these kids, you know, perhaps school isn't for them beyond high school. And I just share with them how the trade has really benefited me and my family. And so, you know, it'll be great to get this trade school back up and running again, because boy, we need the workers coming in, and quite frankly, in good times and bad, we've always had work. People always need things fixed.
This summer we have we're actually going to have like a construction boot camp like we've done in the past, where I will train you how to become a home builder. Mm-hmm. If you want to come on board. I don't think it will cost anything. This is a grant funded program through the United Way. So we'll teach you residential construction. You'll come and help us build a couple of houses and develop a tool set for your life.
Is it time for high schools to get back into the vocational training, VOTEC, back in the high schools?
Absolutely.
That would be wonderful.
I mean, obviously we're short. I mean, we're short 60,000 truck drivers before this. We're short all these construction, so many construction people who are getting ready to have that, you know, the silver tsunami, where they're getting ready to retire out of this. And you need millions of young people to come into this.
There are jobs right now. There are jobs. In fact, a couple of weeks ago I posted on Facebook that if you find yourself out of work – and you've ever worked in the trades, come on, we're essential, and we need you right now.
Do you know what a hammer looks like? Yes, I do. This is a hammer, and this is a saw. You mean there's more than one kind of saw? Okay. Sure. All right. Thank you so much, Donna Jamie and Donna Jamie and Construction and Chad Scott of the Builders Exchange, because it's one that, it's like you said, it keeps, it's to me, it's a bedrock. If you have a good construction industry, that means is that you're building homes, you're building businesses. That means our economy is good. So thank you so much for being with us today. Right after the break, we should have Dr. Joe Weich, who is the president of Shasta College, with us or calling in.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Coronavirus complications have claimed the life of a sailor from the USS Theodore Roosevelt. The sailor was hospitalized in intensive care on Guam last week. Hundreds of sailors from that aircraft carrier have tested positive for COVID-19. President Trump has spoken of the importance of reviving the U.S. economy as soon as possible. Dr. Robert Redfield, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, advises proceed with caution.
We have to reopen correctly. It's going to be a step-by-step, gradual process. It's got to be data-driven. And as I said, I think it will be community by community.
He was on NBC's Today Show. The Supreme Court will hold arguments by teleconference next month. The High Court to consider some high-profile cases, including the president's bid to shield his tax and other financial records. And the court will, for the first time, make live audio of the arguments available. Strong storms battering the Deep South have killed at least 19 people in Mississippi and Georgia, Arkansas, and South Carolina. Dozens more have been pulled from damaged buildings. 10 states were under flash flood, tornado, and thunderstorm warnings and watches overnight. Andrew Orison at the National Weather Service says most powerful storms now are moving to the north.
We have a number of flash flood warnings that are in effect right now across parts of the southern Appalachians, in particular western North Carolina and up in the southwest Virginia. And we've actually had several inches of rainfall overnight, and so flash flooding is ongoing at this time.
The Weather Service has tallied hundreds of reports of downed trees. Many of them fell on homes and power lines. An estimated 750,000 utility customers have been left in the dark. Wall Street, the Dow down 529 points. The S&P is off 58. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Gold, it's soaring. Are you missing it? If you have an IRA or 401k, you probably are. Less than 1% hold physical gold. We've been told by Wall Street it's for crazy people. Really? What's crazy about an asset that beats stocks 2-1? I'm Adam Baratta, national best-selling author of the book Gold is a Better Way, owner of Advantage Gold, an Inc. 5000 member, and highest-rated gold IRA firm in the world. Gold is booming because gold is really about debt, and global debt is a pandemic. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my book for free. That's right, free. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Learn why gold will outperform pumped-up stocks from this point forward. Turn your IRA into a wealth growth machine. Just call 800-900-8000. It's time to stop being crazy. Call 800-900-8000.
OPEC, Russia, and other oil-producing countries finalizing an unprecedented production barrels or a tenth of the global supply. They hope to prop up sagging prices.
From the beginning of next month, the global oil cartel, OPEC Plus, will cut 9.7 million barrels a day. That's about 10% of the current global output of oil. The big producers hope this will stabilize the industry and stop prices from plummeting even further. The countries which aren't included in the oil cartel, like the US, Brazil, and Canada, are also expected to slash production, because the oil crash of 2020 is a global problem and one where there is currently no end in sight.
That's the BBC's Freya Cole. Seeking to restart manufacturing, Spain's government allowing workers to return to some factory and construction jobs. News and analysis at townhall.com. Virginia's chief executive wants to postpone a minimum wage hike in his state.
Citing economic uncertainty caused by the coronavirus pandemic, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has proposed an amendment to a bill increasing the state's minimum wage that would delay its implementation several months. The governor's office announced Sunday that he wants the wage increase to kick in on May 1st, 2021, instead of January 2021. He proposed the same delay for a number of other labor-related measures, including a bill that would allow limited public sector collective bargaining. The Democratic-controlled General Assembly is scheduled to take up the governor's vetoes and amendments during a one-day session later this month. I'm Bernie Bennett reporting.
The average price of regular gasoline, Tulsa, Oklahoma, just $1.42. Overall, the average U.S. price of regular-grade gasoline fell 14 cents over the past 2 weeks, falling to $2.01 per gallon, according to oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number, and today, of course, is the 13th of April, Monday, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage for our people over there at Shasta Regional Medical Center who have the COVID-19 patients coming into their hospital. They seem to be taking, they haven't got a real good, got their arms around this very, very well. Ashley, what's the weather look like? It's just beautiful, but is it going to last forever?
It's looking like it's going to last forever. Today's going to be our coolest day of the next week or so with a high of 75 degrees. We're going all the way up to 82 degrees. So just a perfect spring week this week, and today is National Peach Cobbler Day and Scrabble Day. So if you're at home playing board games with the family, make sure you play Scrabble to celebrate this very important holiday.
And also make a peach cobbler.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. Locally owned, locally operated, that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. On the phone, we have Dr. Joe Weiss of Shasta College. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine. A little slow out there at Shasta College?
Yeah, it's a little different, I guess. So, but we're getting used to it and still helping our students complete.
Joe, what kind of impact does this have? You have students that were going to be graduating in this semester, I assume.
Yeah, so it's been quite a spring for us. We, on the 13th of March, our board declared an emergency, and then closed the college for a couple of days the following week and moved our spring break up about 3 weeks to give time for our students to adjust and our faculty to move a bunch of courses online that weren't online to try to help students be able to finish.
Well, something like that, my granddaughter is a senior in high school. And, of course, you know, as a senior in high school, it's kind of a big thing. You know, they've been going to school for 12 years, proms, you know, all this, gone. It looks like they may reschedule it, though, when this is over to, like, July. So they all will be able to walk down the aisle and get their graduation certificate. But it's not quite that easy when you're in the college, or is it?
Well, yeah, we're still trying to figure out what to do about our commencement. We know we're not going to be able to hold it in person, and so do we try to reschedule, or do we wait until December, or do we do a virtual commencement ceremony? So we're still working through that and trying to make that decision this week. And there's no perfect answer, right? Because some approach will work for some people and not for others, and another approach won't work for those people and will work for others. So it's a very difficult thing, but, of course, we're in unprecedented times, right, in our nation and our world. So we all have to work together to adjust.
You know, Joe, I'm looking at changes, maybe long-term changes after this. Telemedicine. My wife was seen by a doctor over Zoom. One other doctor had a whole day of consultations with Zoom and her patients. The no elective surgeries are going on right now, of course, or very few. The tele-education side of it, is this something that's going to be a lot bigger in the future?
Well, it's a very interesting question. We are trying to create space for those discussions as we're looking at our plans. We're kind of at that point to where we're getting into a routine a bit better with this semester, and we're working on what it might look longer term like for the college. And I do think you're right. It will affect some things differently over the long term than have been done before, but not everything, of course. So what comes to my mind is in the governor's stay-at-home order, with the exceptions he had, they wanted certain career fields for us to finish if possible, such as nursing and fire programs and EMT and those sorts of things. And so we do have a few of those courses that are using social distancing and being really careful and cleaning everything very well. And we're expecting 31, and they're coming still out to the campus. So 31 fire students should be graduating this spring, as well as 78 EMT. And then our RN program is a little more difficult. 18 students are able to graduate out of about, and there's about another 8 who didn't have enough hours in and aren't allowed in the hospitals right now for their clinical rotation. So they'll have to finish over the summer, hopefully, when we're allowed back in the hospitals. And we're graduating 15 LVN students as well, licensed vocational nursing students. So in some of those key career service fields, we were able to start back up, and right now it looks like able to help them finish. But going back to your question, I do see some change in higher education. We had about 600 courses that were really not, had no online presence, weren't using our online platform and that sort of thing. And those faculty worked, they just did heroic work to move as much as possible online. I think we're about 93-94% successful moving those courses into an online presence. And so, you know, it is different. We have faculty who've never even wanted to think about online or electronic tele-type presence, and they're doing it. Of course, they have to, but I think they've really gotten creative in embracing some of the ways they're doing it.
You know, that's interesting. You know what I want to do is I'm going to take an early break because I like to talk about that. What's the difference? I mean, they've got their what are some of the differences that you're seeing on the tele-education, where they're teaching from a distant location and reaching all their students, and how they have to prepare differently for this, and do they get feedback from their students? There's so many questions, right? I have on this, though. This isn't like an online course. This is a one where they can see you, and they see you while you're lecturing, if I understand this right.
Some are that way, and some are, yeah, it's a variety of methods.
Variety of methods. Well, let's talk about that when we get back. We're Joe Weitch, who's Dr. Joe Weitch, who's the president of Shasta College, and they have just been, this has been a banner year the last couple of years as far as being able to move forward in construction of new facilities, including a Veterans Outreach Center. You know, expanding their classes and all of this, and then it's kind of like everything went on hold about 3 weeks ago, and it looks like it's going to be like this for 2 more weeks and maybe 2 more weeks after that. So we want to address all that when we get back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has been doing this since 1993. There isn't too much about insurance she doesn't know. I'm going to have her on as soon as she's able to be able to talk about the medical insurance, your home insurance after those car fires, but also this financial market and things that are happening with that. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Of course, we have no walk-ins, but you can give her a call at 221-0441. She's been doing this, like I said, since 1993. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with Shasta College, 8:14 in the morning here on the 13th. 57 degrees out there.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery. Curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 8 new family meals to go, like the Breakfast Combo Family Meal, loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the Chicken Fried Steak Family Meal for 4, with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 8. Order carryout or delivery at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Yeah. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Can't touch this. Can't touch it. Can't touch it. Welcome back. This is so appropriate. This is so appropriate. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It's the 13th of April, 8:18 in the morning. 57 degrees out there. It's going to be going up to 75 today, 80 tomorrow, and 82 on Wednesday. It's going to be a beautiful week out there. Good time to get in the back, in your backyard if you're sheltering in place, and start digging and start maybe planting those plants you've never thought about doing before, or doing those kind of things you've never thought about before. Totally, getting out the power washer and power washing all week. Making your neighbors crazy by that constant drumming of the water and the engine going on, like they don't have enough pressure on them right now. I'm just kidding. Hey, welcome back, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Yeah, they're still having classes, but they are really they're really practicing all the safety measures. Everybody is 6 feet away from each other. Everything has been sanitized out there. You're the only one touching your gun. They're having small classes, like I said, so they can keep everybody apart. You qualify, and you are able then to leave. You're not stuck there for a certain length of time. They're not taking new CCWs, but if you get your CCW and you call in, you can make an appointment for in the future. For renewals, you can do it online and make an appointment just to come in and just have it done and then walk out again. All this at Northern Firearms Instruction. If you have any questions about that, you give Ted a call at 999-1822 or check out usgunpro.com. I'm here with Dr. Joe Weich from Shasta College, the president out there, who has been the guy that's been that has been overseeing all of the big things that are happening out at Shasta College. Shasta College was moving forward with great leaps, great strides, and then this. Has it slowed things down, Joe?
You know, it has in some ways, and in others it hasn't. I think of our... all of our bond construction you mentioned earlier in the program, those are public works projects, and those have been continuing with the contractors doing appropriate safety measures. And so there's a lot of good stuff happening on that front. We're working to make sure our students can graduate and can complete their courses. Just a lot of different creative approaches happening to make that happen. So it's there is forward progress, but I'd say it's a little slower than it would have been.
The essential industry. We just had Don Edgemain on, who is a construction company, and then Chad Scott from the Builders Exchange, where they're still building. They've changed a lot of the ways they're doing business, but they're still moving forward. Circling back to the tele-education, some of it online, of course, but some of it is with cameras and giving classes online that way. How does that work? How do you set up for that?
I think, our faculty are doing lots of different approaches from what I'm hearing and observing. Some of our faculty have, I spoke with a couple of our industrial faculty, welding and those sorts of things, and they're moving their theory sorts of things online, their safety lectures and their introductory, here's how to the theory behind the right way to weld and the different metals and all that kind of stuff, and how to stay safe. But then they're waiting on wanting to bring back the students to actually do the using the equipment and those sorts of things. So I've seen some of them, taping themselves with lectures and then posting the videos online. Other faculty I know, like our ESL faculty, I was told how they're doing through the Zoom meetings, the live discussions and things to help students practice speaking with each other. So there's all sorts of different methods that are being toyed around with. Even in our community education courses, you'd think, those are non-credit, just a service to the community type courses. That maybe we would have just canceled all of those, but I was given the example of several. Our Rhonda Nelson has a yoga class that she's putting two new videos per week and sending them to the students so they can do it in their homes with a fitness class. And there's an upcoming class by Heather Gold that's a six-week Zoom class where they're going to have those live interactions and taking steps to moving forward and getting organized, those sorts of things. So there's just a lot of different approaches our faculty are taking to provide content, but also to interact, through chatting, through group chatting, through feedback to students. just all sorts of ways they're working to be creative and help our students.
You know, will there be anything that really takes the place of sitting in a classroom with a teacher?
Well, I would say yes and no. before this all started,
you feel strongly either way on that one, huh, Joe?
Yeah, I think it's one of those. It depends, you know. Yeah. Type answers. We were about a third already fully online as a college before this crisis, and so many of our faculty and students had embraced that online format, and had developed really good courses, really good success rates in those courses for students. And so, but there are certain topics. I mean, I think of, I was speaking to our microbiology and type of instructor, you know, and you can't really move some of those science labs online, right, very easily. And so there are classes. I'm not one of those people who thinks everything should be online, but a strong mix, I think, is appropriate, especially in the busyness of our students' lives, you know, mixing jobs with commuting, with family pressures and all of those sorts of things. Having that flexibility of a portion of their courses being online is very helpful.
I think so. I just find it interesting. I look at changes in the future. Telemedicine is going to see a lot more of that. My wife used it. I know that her doctors are using it. And then now with the education about people that maybe they could go to Harvard but not go to Harvard, or they could go to Shasta College but not go to Shasta College, if that makes sense, mm-hmm. in the future, if we have a robust internet and the ability for a teacher to give a class and then get feedback from the students in there that they push the button, which means they want to raise their hand, and mm-hmm. and that teacher has that in front of them, that Carl Bott has a question over there. Carl, try to keep it short. And
Carl always has questions, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got questions about this whole thing, you know, so that they can have an exchange back and forth on something like this. I can't help but think that we're going to see more of this in the future.
Yeah, and one thing it really has highlighted, which we already knew about, but it's really highlighted for us, is the digital divide, you know, that access to high-speed internet, and how in many of our communities it's just not there. And I think that statewide, that really has been highlighted in this. You think an easy answer? Well, move everything online. Well, some of our faculty and some of our students live in places where there is no high speed internet access, or it's very difficult to get, or very expensive. And so, we've been working to come up with solutions where we can there. For our faculty, and it's been a challenge in some cases.
I imagine it has, but you know, that is a big thing. We've got Adam McElvain here, the mayor of Reading, that's trying to push this the high speed, the fiber optic cable downtown, and yet we've got mm-hmm. people out in Burnie that are still on dial up. That it's very difficult for them to interact on something like this. I would hope that one of the, they're talking about this big infrastructure package, that would be one of them, is to provide high-speed internet into our rural areas.
Yeah, I think the more that we can make happen, the better it will be for our communities in the long run. I guess it's a lot like back 100 years ago, 150 years ago, when they were trying to get electricity, I guess not 150 quite, but 100 years ago, out into all of the rural communities, and how expensive that was, but how necessary. And so this is our new challenge. The last 20 years is getting internet access available everywhere.
I'm here with Joe Weich. Am I pronouncing that halfway decent?
Just Wise, like a
Wise. Okay, I'm sorry. Joe Wise. I know that. I don't know why I'm looking the way it's spelled. And the president of Shasta College. And Joe has been just a barn burner in moving the college forward. So many things happening out there, buildings, new classes, teachers, all of this to keep Shasta College in the forefront of education in our whole region up here in Northern California. That they're, you know, they're kind of scrambling, but trying to meet the needs of their students. And I believe on June 8th or 9th, you're going to be launching your summer classes.
Yeah, June 8th, summer scheduled, and we made the decision to move that as much as possible, if not all, online electronically as well, just because of the planning time it takes to prepare for that. And about 40% of it was already planned to be online. But because not knowing how long this crisis is going to last and the time to try to make the quality the courses really strong, we wanted to give our faculty time to plan for that. So that's been a recent decision we made. I think I polled about 70 or 80 of our sister community colleges throughout the state, and about 80% of them have already decided to do the same thing. So it's kind of a pretty strong trend for this summer. And I know like CSU Sacramento is doing it as well that way.
When we come back, I'd like to discuss the, you know, where Shasta College is, what you're looking for here in the next year. Just kind of saying that the COVID's going to be, let's just say it's over. And, you know, that it's finished up. You know, we've already got the classes set up for the summer. If it's over and they've lifted the shelter, is it still you're going to give the classes online, or that's just the way it's going to be this summer?
Yeah, it's just a plan for the summer, right?
Okay, just for the summer. But where, you know, when this thing, you know, this thing's going to be over, is where we're looking at for next year, where Shasta College is going to, some of the things that people can look forward to. You all are leaders in so many different ways around here when it comes to education and what it looks like for the future out there at Shasta College. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our Shasta Regional Medical Center, the place where they're fighting the COVID-19 virus. In the hospital, they've had people that, of course, have gotten well, recovered from this. But they are a number one hospital in a lot of other things. They're in the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation, recognized by the Watson Health Organization. They have 4 out of 5 stars in specifically targeted categories, including heart attack care, emergency care. Emergency care, where you can be seen in the emergency room in 30 minutes or less. I have a feeling if you go into the emergency room now, it could be in 5 minutes or less, since most of the emergency rooms seem to be empty and being used as emergency rooms should be. Preventative care, surgical categories, and complications. Heart failure, stroke, and hip knee replacement, all of these, they're in the top scores when it comes to ratings for this in hospitals. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:32 in the morning with Dr. Joe Wise, president of Shasta College.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, the 13th of April, Monday, 8:36 in the morning, 57 degrees out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by, a company you don't think about, SST Oil. They're kind of like run below the surface because they've been here 52 years. They support this community in like 1,000 different ways. But it's because of those truckers out there that you have fuel, that you've got gas, that you've got jet fuel for the helicopters. When it comes to fire season, SST Oil is right there with them, making sure that the firefighters have the diesel, the gas, the jet fuel that they need to fight the fires. And they are moving things all over the western United States, SST Oil. An employee-owned company that also sells water heaters, heaters, different types of kerosene heaters, so you've always got heat or hot water. But they're always looking for good employees, especially good truck drivers. And if you're looking for a company that takes care of their drivers, will take you right out of school and train you. It's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. This might be a good time for people that have been, their jobs have been laid off, to look at a company who keeps moving their people forward. SST Oil. Okay, we're with Dr. Joe Wise of Shasta College, and we've been talking about the impact that the shutdown has had on the campus and how on June 8th they're beginning their summer semester online. A variety of different ways. But, Joe, what are we looking at here for the next year? As we move forward past this, and we have, this is not going to last forever. So what is Shasta College looking at and moving forward here in the next year?
Well, there's a lot of really great things happening out at the college, and I know you were attributing that to me, and I would want to say I have such a great team and such a great faculty that all I try to do is stay out in front of them a little bit because there's a lot of great, great folks out there coming up with great ways to serve our community. Some of the things, what comes to mind, we have a program called ACE, Accelerated College Education, that we started about 2 years ago or three. And the idea of that program was to help working adults be able to come back to something different than what they left, perhaps, and finish their associate's degree more easily. And so it's all the classes are 8-week sessions. So for a fall term, you would have 8 weeks and a week off and then 8 weeks and take two classes at a time. And then do that again in the spring and then in the summer, and you'd be able to know that you're just going to have classes on Tuesday and Thursday evenings. Some classes were online and some are our face-to-face and when we started that before this crisis. And so I see that expanding potentially because, you know, they keep talking about, well, there might be another surge in this virus. So part of what I think of is if there are certain classes that we can move into an eight-week format, then it might be a little easier to, you know, get them completed if there's another surge and we have to have part of a semester where we're off. So get those face-to-face parts of those courses done more easily, if that makes sense. So we're having
That does make sense because a lot of them are face-to-face or hands-on that you teach.
Right.
And those are important classes when you get into your nursing and your – but you're also your trades out there, learning how to safely weld something or safely, work on machinery. These are things they have to have as an instructor, and that's a close relationship out there that you can't do online.
And, another thing that comes to mind is our new focus on our through our heavy equipment faculty on training people for logging and forest management and truck driving to assist with, creating those healthier forests and try to prevent things like the car fire. And we received a couple large grants and purchased quite a bit of equipment, heavy equipment options that are geared towards thinning forest and creating fire breaks and those sorts of things. And so, we need students to be out on those pieces of equipment and learning how to operate them.
Hey, do you have one of those grinders that just takes down trees up to, like,
12? Masticator.
Masticators. Do you have one of those yet?
Yeah, I know we have an attachment for that. We purchased three large pieces of equipment. I won't get the names right, but I know they're John Deere because they're green. And
buy American.
But to grab the tree and cut it and lay it down, that sort of a thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really good opportunity there that we're developing. Of course, we have the truck driving classes that we're going, but the DMV is closed. We can't send the students for those.
So you have regular regular truck driving classes and get your Class C license.
We started that up in the last year with this grant because part of it is if we're going to manage these forests better, we need more truck drivers to haul the logs, right? So as well as the regular need for truck driving.
Yeah, 60,000 short, and there's probably going to be – I tell you what, the thought of the truck drivers getting hit hard by this virus – is the only thing that's kind of caused, pause with me, because you stop moving food and essentials because you don't have enough trucks out there. That's when I think you're going to start seeing people are starting to not be as complacent as they are now. Not that they're real complacent now.
Well, it depends who you talk to, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I have not found a roll of toilet paper in the last 3 weeks anywhere. So, I've started selling organic toilet paper. It looks like lettuce, but
there you go.
There you go.
Entrepreneurial spirit, and we are starting some new entrepreneurial certificate programs as well at the college.
Great.
Business faculty are being really, really creative. So, anyway,
how do you teach the entrepreneurial spirit? I mean, that has to be in somebody, doesn't it?
I think so. One of the interesting stories I heard from, I think this was one of our faculty members, was, they've had students who already have their bachelor's degree in business, but they're coming back. They want to take some classes because they've learned all about, the theory of the business and these sorts of things and how trade works and et cetera. But when it comes to, well, how do you actually go, what paperwork do you do to start a business, and where do you file it, and all the practical stuff?
Yeah,
that's not stuff that's covered. And so, having the course or two that helps people figure out all those sorts of things is the very practical things is a need that we see out there. So, I think it's more assisting those with the entrepreneurial spirit be able to implement it.
Well, I think, you know, there's certain classes that I need to take a look at your syllabus, because even though I've been in the business here 10 years, I know there's better ways of doing some things that we do. It might probably be interesting for people that already have businesses to go out there and, you know, kind of take a look at it and say, yeah, you know what, maybe I need this one, this course on the bookkeeping side of it, or you know, how to move your business forward in all this. I think that would be, I think
and
that
then,
would be
and, you know, you learn as much from your fellow students sometimes as you do from just by creating that space and creating that time in your life. Sometimes that's where the value comes from as well.
Yeah, I haven't given up on the fact of driving a bulldozer out there on your heavy equipment.
Just let me know when you're coming so I can be off campus just in case.
Are you kidding? I may just drive over there to your office and say hello. Of course, you'll have a new road from from that spot to your office. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. I'm with Dr. Joe Wise, who is the president of Shasta College. And he says, when I tell him that so many things have happened under his watch here, he says, yeah, but I've got so many good people, which is absolutely true. You've got a great group of people. But you know as well as I do that, you know, if there's a misstep, the spears are coming at you. They're not coming at them. So you need to take the accolades of being able to put together that team and leading them forward like you've done and done so well.
I appreciate that.
Well, it's true. And we've seen how much you all have grown. You're not a sleepy community college. You all have gone so far beyond that now. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. And this portion of the show is brought to you by a business that has been not open, and that's Cypress Square Barbershop. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. They run on appointments. My appointment's on May 1st. I'm betting on the come here. 244-9478. It's gotten to the point that Linda was trimming around my ears. Can you tell the difference? Yeah, Ashley's in her. She's going.
With the headphones on, it's a little difficult.
It is a little difficult. I bet it's hard walking around with headphones all day. I guess I could. Anyway.
You still look sharp.
Cypress Square Barbershop, great place to go to, great place to learn what's going on in the community. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:46 in the morning.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coach Master Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than
than cleaning out the garage. At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with the peace of mind that your vehicle's in top operating condition. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
And I'm feeling good.
Yeah, we're feeling good here. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today is the 13th, 8:50 in the morning, 57 degrees out there, going up to 75 today, a beautiful day. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. They've changed their store hours, 7 to 8 a.m. Saturday and Sunday for seniors only. Public shopping hours is Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. But just on Saturdays and Sundays for seniors, their deli kitchen is still in service. I was in there. They got a bunch of grab-and-go sandwiches. Or if you want to order, call in your order, pay over the phone. They'll call you when the order's ready. You drive up. They give you your order. Hey, everybody, practice your six-foot social distancing. And Orchard Nutrition's been here since 1982. They're going to be here for a long time. Everything there is 100% organic produce, everything. 8:51 in the morning, and we're here with Dr. Joe Weiss, the president of Shasta College. We've talked about, in the first half hour, we talked about the impacts COVID-19's had on the campus, and then now we want to talk more about things that are happening for in the future here, what we're looking forward to moving forward. Robotics. I have to ask this because, you know, the kids were so much into it in the high schools and all this robotics and working with that, with machinery and all this. What's Shasta College doing with this?
Well, there's a few things we're doing. We do have a new facility being erected through the bond for our career technical courses for advanced manufacturing, and that's supposed to be done here in the next May-June time period, that facility. And so for the computer-controlled, lathes and machining tools and even a computer-controlled welding machine and these sorts of skills, as well as the old-fashioned way of regular hand-controlled lathes and machining tools. We have that coming online and that program expanding. Our next project is a computer information systems new building, supposed to be completed next summer. Starting to break ground on it now. And our faculty there have been very intimately involved in helping design that facility and to meet their needs and their educational needs. And one of the classroom areas they have, kind of a classroom lab areas they have in there, is for robotics or set up so that it can be even used for, like a competition sort of thing for robotic designed projects for the students. And so that's pretty exciting to know that's coming. So there's a couple of the things we're looking at. We are at the beginning phases of investigating the use of drones in our various programs, in agriculture and fire technology and other programs. And so we have a faculty member who's very interested in starting to develop some curriculum along those lines to integrate into our various programs where it would be useful.
Well, I can see, you know, drones are be so useful when it comes to the forestry part of it, that you all are getting into a forestry management where they can you can send a drone up to take a look at, you know, hundreds of acres of trees and undergrowth and all this to kind of make a plan, make a good plan of how you're going to attack that.
And as I understand it, they're treating the FAA is treating drones as part of their licensed pilot requirements and those sorts of things with flight plans and the safety. They don't want to get in the wrong airspace, you know, for regular aviation and those sorts of things. So it's a lot of compliance, a lot of training that goes on. You know, it's not just go out in your backyard and fly a drone around, a little toy. And some of these things are, you know, being developed to carry payloads and fly out of line of sight, and then they're getting all those rules developed, and so it's a very interesting new field to be in.
It is. We ran a lot of drones against Desert Storm back when they first started using them and running thousands of sorties by our attack aircraft, and had drones up in the air, and we separated them by altitude. Not that that always worked because the pilots would come down a lot lower than they were supposed to, but to do the mission. So it's very controlled. So that the last thing you want is a helicopter out there doing fire suppression and a drone flying around without anybody knowing where they are at.
Right.
So what would you tell everybody about Shasta College here for this next year, for your for your students coming in, the students you got there, this is going to pass. That Shasta College is opening up new technology, new classes, and all this, and your perseverance.
Yeah, I'd say I just would emphasize, what we normally see in when there's a downturn in the economy is that, and unemployment goes up, is that there's a surge in demand for classes, for people to up their skills and take a few classes to maybe get that promotion or keep the job or those sorts of things. And so I do expect to see a demand for classes over the coming year. And my hope is that the surge in unemployment will be an equal and opposite surge of reemployment here soon for all of our people going through that. But in the meantime, the college is there to try to serve and help them find their paths. Our counselors are available, through the telephone or Zoom meetings to help students figure out how to get through the application process or what courses to take and those sorts of things. So we're here to help our community, and I just want that message to go out loud and clear to everyone.
Hey, Joe, thank you so much for being with us today. You know, I noticed a difference when you're here sitting in front of me and here on the phone. You are a funny guy. I mean that in a humorous way. And so you're getting out all these facts and everything, but I miss those during the break times of seeing Joe Weiss's sense of humor, which, by the way, you know, students may not ever see this, but it's tremendous. So next time, you'll be in here. Okay, thank you so much for joining us today, and thanks for keeping everything on track out there at Shasta College.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Shasta Regional Medical Center will be in with us again. I'm going to try and have Shasta Regional at least once a week, and their doctors giving us updates on what's happening with the COVID here in Shasta County, what they're doing to confront this virus. Also, we're having Turtle Bay will be joining us. They're shut down, but they had a huge plant sale over the weekend, and we could just go down and pick them up. I'm sure they didn't sell all of them, and we'll talk about that and other things that they're planning on out there. Wednesday, the sheriff will be with us. Dr. Doug McConnell will be my co-host on that day. Thursday, I'm working hard to get Danelle Ewert in from Health and Human Services. join us and talk about what they're doing and how this is impacting on our county here. Later on, I want to get the CEO, the new CEO of Shasta County and Barry Tippin of the city manager, have them sitting in here or on the phones, preferably have them sitting in here, talking about what the county's facing, what's it going to look like in the future here, what about taxes, what about TOT and all this, what's the the new county CEO, you know, he steps right into this, you know, welcome aboard. By the way, we're shutting down most of the businesses in Shasta County. Anyway, everybody, have a great day. Be safe out there. Social distance. I actually wore a mask yesterday. Yeah, I did. Wore a mask yesterday at Safeway. It was just me and like 12 other people in there. Thank goodness. But I did need to buy those things that you need to keep your house going. It's the good guys against the bad guys out there. Let's all be good guys and keep our social distancing, wash our hands, practice all those things to keep other people and yourselves safe. And we'll be back tomorrow morning. My ground, and I won't back down.